no salta es Paco. El que no salta es Paco. El que no salta es Paco.
Okay, I'm standing here at the demo in solidarity with the prisoners in Chile, which were imprisoned during the revolt there, which today is the anniversary, the beginning of the revolt. And I'm talking to a person from the Assembly of Chilean People here in Leipzig. Hello.
Hi.
So maybe you can tell us a little bit about your expectations. You were involved in the preparations for the demo. What was your expectation and how was the demo from your point of view today?
Well, we weren't really sure how many people were going to come because, well, our advertisement of the protest wasn't really perfect, but I think we had a good turnout and I think people had a good time. I feel like it was really fun and it wasn't too long also. But yeah, I thought it went really well, even though we had some technical issues. But yeah, just in general, everything worked and yeah. Yeah.
So you had the feeling that pedestrians in the streets, they realized what the demo was about, or did you achieve that?
Well, I mean, we did announce it a few times, or it was announced, and I think that people do understood. I just don't think that people really care a lot about what's going on in a country that's so far away from them, especially like pedestrians that just walk around in Leipzig, just families or older people. I think they don't really see the connection between the system here and the system there, even though there are many connections and many ways that the situation in Chile affects them in their day-to-day life or in our society in Germany. But I think they did realize what it was about because we did announce it a few times and we had like a lot of posters and everything, yeah, pointing to it.
So maybe one last question. The demo route you chose was like really in the inner city with the big buildings. You went in front of the court in the end. Why you took that decision apart, like doing the demo maybe in a quarter where live more people, which maybe could be in solidarity with this topic? Yeah, was it kind of strategy or whatever?
I think, well, for me personally, I'm not sure if everyone is on board with that, but for me personally, I just don't feel comfortable, especially because most people who support these causes live in the east of Leipzig, which is where most of us live, for example. And there's already a lot of police presence and police repression in that quarter. And so I just don't really felt very comfortable sending more police, even though it's for like such a small demonstration and not that many police, but I just didn't I wouldn't really feel comfortable sending more police presence to those quarters where there's already a lot of vigilance and police presence. Yeah. So that was one of the reasons why we chose the center of town and not one of the, for example, Connewitz or Neustadt or something.
Okay, and very last question about the numbers of the demo. How many people was here today?
I'm not really sure. Maybe 40 or something?
I guess 100, more or less. Yeah, more or less. I mean, between 50 and 100.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm really bad at like knowing how many people or something are there. But like, yeah, maybe. So yeah, I think we really did have a good turnout. I mean, that was a success. We really thought that only like 10 people would come and really a lot of people came. So that was very nice.
Okay, thanks a lot for the interview.
Yeah, of course.
Wir werden weiterkämpfen.
Das ist cool, oder? Irgendwie sowas halt. Danke.